It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's rules for mask wearing will stay in place, at least for now, even though the CDC now says fully vaccinated people don't have to cover their faces indoors. Colorado currently allows maskless gatherings indoors if 80% of the people are vaccinated. Dr. David Wiles at Denver Health says the key is vaccinating more people.
I'm hoping once we get through the height of summer and into fall that we'll be to a place where we really can be without masks in a lot of places and resuming a little more normal life.
More than 2 million Coloradans are fully vaccinated, less than half the population. A local representative of a national teachers union who's called for a return to full in-person learning this fall is applauding her union's endorsement of the idea. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
American Federation of Teachers national leader Randy Weingarten says 90% of its members nationwide have been vaccinated, which made all the difference. Most of Colorado's teachers are members of a different union, but many teachers in Douglas County, Elizabeth, and Trinidad school districts belong to the AFT. AFT Colorado's Callie Leyba.
If we make education a priority, there's no reason that this can't be done safely.
She supports holding school walkthroughs for parents and students to increase their comfort level about a full-time return to school. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado limits the use of solitary confinement in state prisons, and now similar restrictions could be placed on local jails. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
A proposal that's won support in both chambers of the legislature would ban many local jails from holding people with mental illnesses, pregnant people, and others in solitary confinement. Here's Democratic Senator Pete Lee.
When you put people with mental illness and significant disabilities into solitary confinement, it increases their level of mental illness.
Opponents said that the state should focus on creating new mental health beds instead of taking an option away from sheriffs. Lee said that the bill includes exceptions and there's other state help for sheriffs dealing with the many inmates who have mental health issues. After it passes the state house, the bill will go to Governor Jared Polis for a signature. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
It's a mostly sunny Friday and the beginning of what may be another rainy weekend. Around Denver, it's highs today in the 70s. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.